In a fast-changing economic environment, HSBC's global network and local expertise leads the way in helping businesses meet their growth potential by connecting our customers to opportunities the world over. HSBC is on the ground in 71 countries and territories. Trade is in our DNA. To register for our next webinar, Forging Ahead, Global Trends for 2017 and Beyond, search online for HSBC Webinar or click the banner on your screen. HSBC, where ambition connects with opportunity.
New data suggests a sharp increase in foreclosure activity in October.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Jennifer Strong in New York. There may have been a spike in foreclosure activity last month, according to the latest report from Adam Data Solutions. Joining us now on the line with the details is Darren Blomquist. Darren, your research suggests that overall U.S. foreclosure activity posted the biggest month-over-month increase since August of 2007.
That's right. We saw, and this was a bit of a surprise because really the news over the last 4 years has pretty much been foreclosures are down, foreclosures are down, foreclosures are down. And in October of this year, there's a bit of a surprise. We saw over 105,000 properties with foreclosure filings during the month that we tracked through public record data. And that was up 27% from the previous month. And that really stood out because we usually don't see that type of volatility in these monthly numbers. I mean, we see some volatility, but 27% was the biggest increase we've seen since going back to August 2007, which coincidentally, and I almost hesitate to say this because I don't want to imply this is necessarily the beginning of a new crisis, but that's when we started to see the first cracks in the foundation of the last housing boom and starting to see foreclosure numbers go up. From there, they just kept going up and up. Back in 2007. Right now, we're just looking at 1 month worth of increases, but it does stand out. And there's some other pieces of this in digging further in the data that give a little bit more pause to us as we look and cause for concern as we look at these numbers.
Yeah, you say the monthly increase in the report, it's across the board. Can you explain what you mean?
Sure. We look at several different, foreclosure is a process, and so we look at several different documents that are filed, foreclosure actions that are filed throughout the process that indicate different things about the housing market. We look at foreclosure starts, which are documents filed that start the foreclosure process for homeowners, but homeowners haven't lost their homes to foreclosure at that point. We saw a 25% month-over-month increase in those foreclosure starts. And we look at scheduled foreclosure auctions, which is basically a kind of the middle of the process where a property goes and is actually put up for auction where people can bid on that. And those were up 31% month over month. And then the last stage of foreclosure we track are the actual, what probably most people think of when they think of foreclosure is when the homeowner loses the property and it goes back to the bank. Those are also known as REOs or bank repossessions. And those were up 25% as well, month over month. So really across the board, it wasn't just starts or foreclosure completions. And what that tells us, especially that honestly the starts is probably the most concerning because that indicates not just are we dealing with distress that's already, properties that are already distressed, but new distress entering the foreclosure pipeline.
And yet, if you look at the big picture here, foreclosures are still down on a year-over-year basis. So is it too soon to tell, or can you see what's going on here?
Yeah, I definitely don't want to overstate this. It's foreclosures are still down 8%, even though despite this 27% jump month over month, they're still down 8% from a year ago. So this is not suddenly going from 0 to 60 in 1 month. But this type of movement does stand out. But certainly we're still at a 105,000 properties with foreclosure filings may sound a lot, but if we compare that to March of 2010 was the peak with over 367,000 properties with foreclosure filings in 1 month. So we were seeing close to four times as many as we are now. We're definitely not anywhere close to that territory yet, and that's the good news. However, if we look at go beyond just the national numbers and start digging into some of the state numbers, we see 27 states not only saw a month-over-month increase, but a year-over-year increase in foreclosure activity. Some of the states with increases, some of the bigger states with increases were New York, was up 10%, Pennsylvania up 20%, Ohio, Georgia, Virginia, Massachusetts, Arizona, Indiana, Wisconsin, and Colorado were some of the bigger states among those 27 that saw an increase in foreclosure activity. And one thing that stands out about these states is it's a mix. The foreclosure process is governed at the state level. And many of these states, it's not really a surprise to see an increase because they have a lengthier foreclosure process and they've been dealing with foreclosure increases for a couple of years now as they continue to process kind of a backlog from the last housing crisis. But the states that were more surprising are places like Georgia, Virginia, Arizona, Colorado, because for the most part, those states had put the foreclosure problem behind them, but now we're seeing increases again, and especially in foreclosure starts in those states.
Were there any other surprises in the data? Anything else worth noting?
Well, looking into those states a little bit more deeply, what we found is the majority of loans that are in trouble now and in foreclosure in those states are no longer tied to loans originated back before 2008, which is the case in places like Pennsylvania and New York and Ohio even, and Massachusetts. The majority of the foreclosures there are tied to loans originated between 2004 and 2008. So that tells us those markets are just taking longer to deal with some of the distress that came out of the housing crisis. In Colorado especially particularly stands out, but also Arizona and Georgia and a few other states, the majority of foreclosures are on loans originated since 2009. And those loans presumably are less risky, and they are. We no longer have the subprime loans being originated. But in those states, it's now shifted where the majority of the distress is in the more recent vintage loans. And when we dig even further, we see the riskiest loans in this particular housing recovery appear to be, you know, they're not the subprime loans because those have largely gone away, but they're so-called subprime. They're the FHA and VA loans that have the highest foreclosure rates, and those tend to be the low down payment loans, and so those intuitively are inherently a little more risky. But those are counting nationwide, FHA and VA loans in foreclosure account for 49% of all loans in foreclosure, whereas if you look at loan originations, FHA and VA account for less than 30%. So it's a disproportionately large quantity of foreclosures accounted for by those types of loans in this particular environment.
Were there any bright spots in the localized data worth mentioning?
Well, yeah, not every state was, there were 27 states that saw this increase. There were still 23 where we saw decreasing foreclosure activity. And so I think to put it in context, this, again, is a one-month, right now it's a one-month jump. It's a very significant one. But there are some red flags here that make us want to keep watching this trend, and if we see it continue to play out, that could be more problematic. But there are many states where we're seeing the foreclosure numbers go down. Florida looked good this month. The foreclosure activity was actually down 35% from a year ago. But a recent ruling in favor of banks in Florida, court ruling, we think will result in a surge in foreclosure activity there. We want to see if this expands to other states or not, if particularly though, we'll be keeping an eye on those foreclosure starts. That's really the leading indicator here, that not only is there a lot of distress already in the foreclosure pipeline, but there's new distress coming in and resulting from loans that are more recently originated.
That's Darren Blomquist. He's the Senior Vice President of Adam Data Solutions. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to Your Money Matters. I'm Jennifer Strong in the newsroom in New York.
WSJ Podcasts, now available on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app.